Good evening, everybody. Welcome to shareenjoyment.com. Welcome to Nightly Share. This is Monica Potsky, your host. Tonight's share is dedicated in memory of David Ben Sara, and Neshama should have an Aliyah. So there's a cute little joke that I wanted to open up with tonight's discussion, and that is there's a boy who goes on a date for the very first time, and he's not sure what to talk about. So he asked his father, "What should I discuss?" So his father says, "Well, if you ever get stuck on a date and you're not sure what to talk about, you should talk about three things: food, family, and philosophy." So he asked the girl, "Do you like kugel?" And she says, "No." So he scratches off food. Next thing, he goes on to family. He says, "Do you have any siblings?" And she says, "No." Checks off that box too. And then he gets to the last topic. So he says, "Well, if you had a brother, do you think he'd like some kugel?" So with that, you know, the epilogue to that joke is that they're happily married, and Baruch Hashem, now they have grandchildren, and everything is all good. The idea is as follows. You know, when everyone in life is faced with some form of challenge, and this week's parsha discusses im b'chukosai telechu v'atzusosai tishmoru atisim osam. So there are many different ways to explain this pasuk. One way is im b'chukosai, if a person finds himself in a form of chok, or as they say in Hebrew, a chakak, which is like a box, and they're not sure why they are being presented with a certain challenge, why things aren't going the way that they want them to go, why are they experiencing this challenge versus something else? And so what does the Torah tell you to do? Telechu, to go forward. And so that is in the material sense. But in the same realm, if a person approaches certain things like mitzvahs that he doesn't really understand why he's commanded to do certain things, and it's beyond his level of understanding, and so for that individual, it's a chok, it's a something that is beyond his capacity to digest, then the Torah says, Telechu, you should go forward, and as a result of going forward, the mitzvot that are sechlios, the mitzvot that do make common sense, those will become a lot more evident, or those will become a lot more clearer to you. And so then we get to the next step, which is va'asisim osam. So if we are persevering and we're going from one level to another level in our observance of items that we're not so clear about, then what does Ba'atisim Osam refer to? So the explanation is like this. That, you know, we have an understanding that if a person tries to do something positive, but for whatever reason he's limited in doing so, as long as his mind and heart are in the right place, it's as though he gets credit for having completed it. And this is entirely unique to Yiddishkeit, and it really speaks to the frame of mind. The frame of mind is so powerful. For example, when it comes to karbanos, if a person, you know, says that he's going to bring a karban, or if he selects a certain animal for a karban, these are things that have to be followed through. And some even debate that if a person decides to give a certain amount of tzedakah in his mind, you know, whether or not that is equally required for the person to donate that amount, or does he have to actually, you know, specify verbally. The idea is that the mind is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very much concerned about for us, and the same is true, you know, when it comes to physical matters. So if in spiritual matters, the understanding is that if we desire to do something, but we're not able to physically accomplish, for example, the other night there was a terrible rainstorm. So if anybody was trying to go out somewhere, most likely they would say, "Well, I wanted to go visit the person in the hospital, but maybe a text message will do just the same. I wanted to bring, you know, hot soup to somebody who is unable to cook on their own, but, you know, maybe ordering Chinese for that person would be better, or maybe I could do it the following night." If the person wasn't able to do it, the Torah tells you, Chishav la'asos mitzvah, v'nenes ma'la v'kasav kiluasa, and that is the understanding of va'asisem osam, you shall do them. And that is a tremendous benefit to the way that we approach mitzvot and ma'asim tovim. So in that way, when we go back to the pasuk, we say, if we find ourselves in some form of challenge, we should persevere, we should watch the mitzvot, meaning observe them, and even if we're not able to fulfill them, we still get credit as though we had done so because our mind, our hearts were in the right place. So that's in respect to overcoming challenges. There's one other element to this discussion that I wanted to share with you. It says in the pasuk, v'im lo tishma'u, says it about three times in the Tochacha that's read, you know, in the Shlishi, Revi, you know, a frame within the Parsha. And there's something very powerful. It's like that reminds me of that song from Simon Garfunkel, you know, people hearing but not listening in the sound of silence. What does that mean, really, people hearing but not listening? It refers to people that overhear conversation but are not listening. For example, you could be in a shul hearing the Kriyas HaTorah but not listening closely to what the words are intimating to you. And every person digests the words of the Baal Koreh in their own way. And in some way, when a person does Shnai Mikra Chatargam, the Torah really speaks to the person. And every year that a person does Shnai Mikra Chatargam, there's a different pasuk that resonates with an individual. Sometimes it could even be the same pasuk, but it means a totally different, something totally different than what it meant before. And so I heard something that I was reading about, something from Rabbi Norman Lamp many, many years ago. He says that we have to be more attentive and listen to the voice of our children. We have to really listen to the words of the Kriyas HaTorah. We have to listen when we do Shtai Mikra. We have to listen to our spouse, our children, our Rebbeim, our Mechanchem, the influencers in our lives. And in that way, if we are able to listen, so much of what we say later on, right? Bahaya Akev Tishmoon, so much of what we do in life is really rooted. Some people just need someone to listen to them. Psychologists and psychiatrists, they make a living by listening to people describe the issues that they're going through, the problems, and it's therapeutic. So the Torah is telling you, there's something here. And I think that not everybody has to go through a doctorate and get these advanced degrees in psychology, but every single one of us has that potential. And the Torah is telling us, Vim lo tishmun, if you're not going to listen, meaning you can hear all the things you can be privy to, but you have to be able to digest it. And when we're able to listen intently, then we transmit that over to the next generation. Then our children will be able to become better listeners. And that is a tremendous chus, to just be able to listen sometimes. They say that Tola Eretz Al Balima, that the earth hangs still in the balance. It's a pasuk from Eos. I remember my Zaidi one time once said to my father, Shalom, that Tola Eretz, that the earth stands still in deference to those Al-Blima, on those that say nothing. And this really speaks to a very high level of discipline. And it speaks to, let's say, an individual or a circumstance where a person has been insulted by somebody else. And you can probably find ways to insult the person back. And then it becomes a slugfest of words. But my father, Roshan, once said to me that, you know, when a dog barks, you have to go ahead and respond. Now, you know, sometimes someone says something to you, that's their prerogative to say what they want to say. But you own the words that will come out of your mouth. And you have the option and the right to decide how to respond. Sometimes the best response is a non-response. And sometimes that's the best way to de-escalate a situation that might be rife with tension. So, Tola Eretz Al Blima, Tola Eretz Al Blima. And this goes to sometimes not speaking, listening sometimes. Right, that could sometimes help the future situation. But in our case, it's about the performance of mitzvos and ma'asim tovim. And to close, right, we see that in the pasuk says that there's a charti as Yaakov, as Yitzchak, as Avram, the Aretz Eskar. Right, so the question that we ask is, why are the avos in reverse? So there's a very high level, which I'll break down, to say that our conduct is really in reverse of what it should be. Right, but really there's another level explanation to this. And something that I like to close out with is that we will lean on the schus of Limra Torah of Yaakov Avinu, right, to get us through the difficulties and the challenges that might exist. And if the amount of Torah observance and knowledge and spreading of Torah is insufficient, then we will lean on Akedas Yitzchak. We will lean on the sacrifices, the avoda that every one of us does every single day in the form of tefillah. Right, so we say Torah Avoda and Gemilas Chasadim. And if the Avoda, for whatever reason, might be insufficient, then as a backstop, we have Avraham Avinu, who was Chesed, the paradigm of Chesed, which is Olam Chesed Yibaneh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for us to create a world of Chesed where we are filled with opportunities as well as actions to help each other get through the challenges of life. And that, my friends, circles back to it's not just simply an individual that finds himself, it's a whole community, that if one person is having a challenge, then we're all having a challenge. And that's when we all have to step up to help each other through all of the chesed organizations that we have and through all of the wonderful philanthropic efforts that we pursue. These are objectives that we have to formulate as well as implement. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us this message that in B'chukosai, if we find ourselves in a challenge, Telechu, move forward, persevere ahead. V'esnesosai, what about the mitzvahs that you understand, the mitzvah sechlios? Tishmoru, observe them, watch them, you'll be able to better understand them. And Ba'asisim Osam refers to the opportunities that are right at our disposal, but for whatever reason, we cannot execute upon them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the schus that we have already accomplished them, and that gives us the confidence for a better day, a better tomorrow, a happier, more collective future. And in that schus, we should be blessed with only good opportunities to help each other, and a week filled with Hatzlacha going forward. This is Mordechai Plotzker wishing you the very best. Have a wonderful Shavuot Tov.